Hearing, Town of Catskill, New York. Notice is hereby given that a public hearing will be held before the Town Board of the Town of Catskill at the Catskill Town Hall, located at 439 Main Street, Catskill, New York, 12414, on the 16th day of March, 2022, at 6:15 p.m., for the purpose of conducting a hearing upon a proposal to expand the Post Avenue Sewer District in the Town of Catskill to include property located at 71 Landon Avenue in the Town of Catskill. The general boundaries of the proposed expansion area include two parcels adjacent to the existing district, tax parcel numbers 171.00-4-6 and 171.12-6-7.2, totaling approximately 19.5 acres of land in the Town of Catskill. The subject property is the site of the former Palacios Family Vacation Resort and is currently owned by 71 Landon Avenue, LLC. At the above stated time and place, said town board will consider such proposal and hear all persons interested in the subject thereof concerning the same. The proposed expansion area is delineated on a map on file with the town clerk. A copy of the map and additional materials submitted in support of the petition for expansion will be made available for public inspection in the town clerk's office and on the town website in advance of the public hearing. The town board reserves the right to modify the boundaries of the proposed district expansion to address the concerns raised during the public comment period and to serve the best interest of the town. The improvements proposed to be made are as follows. The existing subsurface sewer treatment systems serving the subject property are proposed to be abandoned, and the wastewater will be connected to a new sewer collection system. This collection system will connect to the existing Village of Catskill wastewater collection system via force main and ultimately the existing Village of Catskill wastewater treatment facility. To access the existing sewer line in Post Avenue, the proposed sewer connection will cross the adjacent property, tax lot 171.12-7-21, through a proposed sewer easement. The engineer's report and plan are on file with the town clerk. All costs associated with the expansion of the Post Avenue Sewer District and the construction of the proposed sewer connection shall be paid by the petitioner. The town will not incur any costs from the expansion of the sewer district and construction of the proposed sewer main extension and connection. The petitioner will own and maintain the collection infrastructure located in the district expansion area and will be responsible for the operation, maintenance, repair, supervision, and replacement of its collection system and associated infrastructure located on the subject property. The petitioner will be charged as a district user in accordance with applicable agreements and legal authority, dated February 16th, 2022, Catskill, New York, by order of the Town Board of the Town of Catskill, Elizabeth Izzo, Catskill Town Clerk.
Thank you, appreciate it. Motion to open up the public hearing.
Motion
by Patrick.
Second.
Seconded by Noah. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Motion so carried. Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you, members of the board. We're here tonight for the public hearing on our proposed expansion of the Post Avenue Sewer District. The expansion is to include the two tax parcels that are the location of the former Palacios Resort, currently being used as a religious establishment. We've prepared an engineering report that describes the specifics of the proposed connection, including the improvements that would be made on the property and to connect to the existing force main located in Post Avenue. We do have our engineer here from Catterstill Engineering, who's available to answer any questions the board may have regarding the connection plan, and also any general questions the board has as far as process going forward.
Thank you. Any questions here, or Patrick?
Yeah, it was brought up. I had a meeting with Alan from Delaware about another building issue last week. And he brought up the concern that there's a possibility that if one of the pump stations fail, that the village or town would be liable for the runoff down into the creek. Do you know anything about that? Do we have anything from Delaware in writing about this project yet? Did they review it?
I maybe Ted Hilscher,
whatever. We have a turn code set up for them to do that.
We do have a comment letter that was submitted to the board by Delaware Engineering. It was at the end of December, where they gave their preliminary evaluation of the connection engineering report and also the petition for district expansion that included the recommendation to proceed to the public hearing. We also set up a separate escrow fund for Delaware to represent the village on their behalf to review the connection plan and then to correspond with the DEC because ultimately they will need the DEC's approval to allow the sewer connection.
When we originally had a conversation with Delaware Engineer, Alan had suggested to us that we modify our project so that the town would own and maintain sewer lines.
Yeah, that's what he said to me too.
The reason for that is he felt that that would ease our approval through the DEC because the DEC would be happy here, but the town already has the ability to operate and maintain these systems. And so I thought that would be a better route for permitting. But after your meeting, he gave me a call and suggested that we keep it the way we originally proposed, which is that because of the type of use that it is, that we keep it privately owned and maintained.
Okay.
So
we're against the change.
Yeah. And one thing that came out of that meeting also is our original plan, we had three grinder pumps. We were proposing one here, one in the center, and one down here. And after talking to him, he said that what would be easing a lot of concerns with potential for clogging is to go gravity all the way to one pump station and instead of a smaller grinder pump, to put in a large 3-inch handling solid pump, which is what we're now proposing to do. So we are working with Delaware to address the technical aspects and the permitting through the DEC.
Right. You're going to put grease traps, backflow preventers, all that stuff in there?
Yeah.
So you're reducing the pumps. You had three original pump stations, or now we're going to reduce it to one?
Yes.
There's three gravity.
Small grinders, not really to gravity to a large.
Okay. Right. Now is an issue because under the town would be responsible if they had a backup.
Yeah, that's the way I understood what we were concerned with. I didn't agree with the privately owned, it's a private line. But I just wanted to make sure.
Right. It would be in our best interest not to be involved with that private line if it at all possible. I guess if they had a problem and DEC got involved, I would imagine, worst case scenario, we don't want to ever happen, is we would have to go in and fix it as a town and then re-levy.
Yeah,
that may be I know, but again, we don't want to be entertaining something like that.
Joe Kaz is on the way. He was a village trustee. The village does clean our sewers, so I thought up maybe that we can add this to our routine every year. We clean them twice a year. We'll go in from Mostad to clean your line out. That'll help with any buildup. And then we'll shoot the rest down Mostad to the grinder pumps down below.
Yeah, absolutely. And we did have a conversation with Delaware Engineering. They did note that there is an operation and maintenance component in the sewer rent that will be charged to the applicant. So, they will be paying into that fund for operation and maintenance of the system. But we do still propose that we would maintain ownership of the pump station and provide that maintenance.
Okay. Any further questions? Is Joe on his way? Did he ever?
There he is.
You made it in time, Joe.
We're in the comment period.
We're in the comment period of the public hearing, so we don't want to backtrack a lot, but did you have any
comment period?
Well, you have any input or questions that you have on the Post Avenue extension to Pulaski's deal or concerns?
Do I have any concerns? Just that they hook it up the right way, that's all. As we stated before, we don't want to have anything to do with the pump stations or anything else. We just want it done correctly and have all the units hooked up. So I don't have I also live in the area, which people know, have a honey pot going past my house a few times, every other week or so.
Yeah, they run from three pumps down to one. They're going to gravity feed down to one large pump, and then that pump is going to go from far left corner to the set.
Are they putting in stubs for future?
No. We're not proposing any expansion as part of this.
Okay.
We have a permitted flow rate in DC, and that's what we're...
Yeah, we actually got the house across the street, and we were told that was not...
I was going to ask him, because I believe it might be owned by the same.
Yeah.
We did not include that parcel in the petition for the district.
Okay, so it's everything that's going to be on the east side of Landon Avenue.
Where does that go? Does that go out the back of the house?
It's got to have an existing septic.
Yeah.
Probably out the back.
Right. But again, that's not part of this extension, so it's really not part of what we're entertaining at the moment. Yeah. But it was just a question. If it was, that was a question that I had about. Is it was going to be included?
The only thing is, I know they put $5,000 in escrow, and they were supposed to put $1,500 for the actual hookup. So I don't know if that $1,500 was done yet or not.
We were just notified by Ted that there would be a $1,500 connection fee, but I think the town board has to approve the district expansion, and we need an approval for the connection from the regulatory agencies before we would make that payment.
Yeah, we have to get DEC approval, and Delaware has to approve our plans before we can submit it to the DEC or the
So we did do the establish the escrow to allow Delaware to approve the plans on behalf of the village as well.
What's the time frame? And I know it's a lot of things moving apart, but what do you, any idea when this would really start to happen or be completed?
As far as this process, we still need to complete the seeker. I don't think the 30 days has run from Ted's and
right. That hasn't.
With DEC, I'd like to think that a time frame review. But from the time we get the final approval, as far as the construction estimate, and Scott, do you have kind of a ballpark on how long it would actually take to do the actual work?
That should not take too long. Honestly, the DEC approval is going to take longer than.
Yeah. Okay, then that's okay.
So why are you not looking to have it hooked up for this season?
I mean, ideally that would have been ideal, but...
Believe me, I know how it works.
For the, maybe you won't know, but for the construction, are they going to come off of Landon Ave for the majority of it and then use Post Ave to get into the beam?
We're proposing to directional drill
under
the ravine, because we have two ravines and, the streams, and we're just going to avoid all that by going under it. So our plan is actually to do that from here, from the Landon Avenue side. And part of the reason we gravity over this way is because we have existing infrastructure and maintenance facilities over here, so it works out really nice. But yeah, that's the plan, is to go from this direction over to Post Avenue.
Okay. Any other comments, or we move really to close the public hearing unless there's further comments?
Motion
by Jared, seconded by Paul. All those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Motion so carried. Okay, thank you. Appreciate it.
We'll probably vote on that again.
Right, we're going to vote on it because of the 30-day, right, so that will happen at our next monthly meeting, which is the first Tuesday of next month.
Oh, it will be at the regular meeting or the workshop?
Right, it should be at the regular meeting. Well, I'm pretty sure that's how that is in line.
April 5th.
Okay. Just want to see if Matt Carlisle is coming to the meeting. No. This is a totally different issue for we're kind of looking at some different programs for our code department and the league and the thing coming.
So you don't want to go into your regular meeting?
We're going to go into our regular monthly meeting. You're more than welcome to.
No thanks. I'm having enough meetings now as it is a week.
All right, Joe. Thanks for coming.
Friday, Saturday, Sunday, but my night is off.
Yeah, I guess. What do you call it?
We have a bunch of resolutions.
Yeah, let's, I just want to make sure that, yeah, just be careful, you're driving a lot of trips.
That's okay.
And we'll get you on YouTube here.
The workers' comp isn't up to date, so don't fall.
All right, the first one we'll start out with then is, I don't know if there's any specific order, but George gave us a memo and is requesting that the ambulance service for the unfilled of a paramedic position, the open position was created when a full-time paramedic announced his planned departure in advance of retirement. In recommending the board, is Amanda Ryan, a full-time ambulance advanced EMT, who is credentialed as a paramedic, be promoted to paramedic and appointed to fill the position, a full-time paramedic position. The appointment would be effective on April 3rd, 2022. I'll move. Motion by Dawn.
Second.
Seconded by Patrick. All those in favor?
Aye.
Motion so carried. Like I said, we did our research. Everything was good there. And she's been working actually in the paramedic role on a title quite a bit. And we can work on the budget amendments. That should take us quite a bit of time. We got to meet each one of these apparently, right? We should. Okay, here we go. Budget amendments 2021. Presented the following consideration and adopted, whereas the following budget amendments need to be made for the 2021 budget. A fund increase 4089, federal aid other $46,014, increase 4989-1, ARPA bonuses $31,125. Other is we're going to increase that line by $4,089, increase building repairs and maintenance by $10,800.
Can you just ask you a question real quick?
Sure.
What was the federal aid? What was the 46,000 for?
So the CARES Act too?
Yeah, that would have been the CARES Act. That's the only federal aid that we got was CARES Act. We got contingency, $5,996. Court clerk 1, $2,865. Court clerk 2, $2,150. Overtime, $981. From and to, we're going to do retirement, $292, and we're going to ship that to assessor's department, overtime, $292. From contingency account, $843, and we're going to move that to 5182.4 for street lighting, CE, $843. Ambulance debt, we're going to move $8,650 to ambulance replacement, $8,650. B fund, interfund revenues, $250. ARPA bonuses, $250. Professional services, Santos, that was from our code, $78,717. Just breaking that down within the department, the municipal code officer, building inspector, $29,832. Building inspector, part-time, $6,650. Fire inspector, per diem, $6,725. Administrative aid, $17,611 even. Next one, we're going to continue on. Code officer, part-time, $3,859. Code enforcement overtime, $363. Social Security, $5,281. Disability, $149. Medical, $7,597. And dental insurance, $650. So that was on the DB. I mean the D.
You want to do it all together? You want? I'll make a motion to approve all that.
You want to do that or
the A fund?
Well, I already said the D fund. The D fund.
Yeah.
You want to do it all at once? It's all.
Yeah. Right.
We'll do it all in one resolution. Yeah. Unless we, I mean, it's pretty straightforward. DB funds. We're going to increase the 3501 state aid consolidation of highways, $126,504.
Is that the increase? Chips amount for this year?
I mean, that's our total chip. I don't know.
No, what this is for last year.
This is
2021.
But is that additional money that we got back that we gave back and then we got back? Is that what that is?
Right, because yours were around 300. So this must be the additional money. We're still a little bit, we're still waiting on, like, I think, 30,000 on chips money to come in.
Yeah.
And road materials is going into chips, $126,504 to balance that transfer. Interfund revenues, $5,875, and that's coming from the ARPA bonus, $5,875. Machinery,
we're going to take 7,212 and into the back into another equipment line for 7,212. Road materials, we've taken from road materials and supplies 27,709, and we're going to take it to unallotted insurance 2,296, and we're going to also go into machinery equipment $25,413. Therefore, we, the Catskill Town Board, hereby approve the budget amendments for the 2021 budget year.
Motion.
Motion by Jared. I'll second it. Liz. All those in favor?
Aye.
Those against? Motion so carried. We're on target to have our AUG on the target of the ship, so that's a priority too. Which is always nice. I just don't know. I don't get this with Matt. So I should maybe just check and see if that YouTube. I think they're at 6:00, 6:30 anyway.
6:30 Zoom. 6:30 Zoom.
Yeah, let me see. This is for the code software. And it was, you know, we got that. Yeah. Let me just see if it's something. I mean, it's not there. It's not there. Did anything come up? Now I have no internet.
Put the TVs up.
Hey, Matt, still, you going to come to that meeting for this, wasn't that tonight for the presentation?
Yeah, I have to go
on that. Okay, well, it was at 6:30 though, right? We were trying to get him on the Zoom meeting that he had scheduled.
Okay.
All right, yeah, hopefully we can get him on there. I haven't heard anything from him yet, so. All right, thank you. Consideration for the whereas the highway superintendent would like to hire a seasonal laborer, and whereas Barry Hill has applied for the position, and whereas highway superintendent recommends that the town board hire Mr. Hill to said position, so therefore the Catskill Town Board hereby approve the hiring of Barry Hill as a seasonal laborer pending pre-employment screening.
Hi, how are you? Yes.
April 4th at the rate of $14.34.
This is Liz. Yes, we're having an issue with our laptop and our internet connection for the presentation. So, trying to figure out how to connect my phone to the television.
Thank you.
Is that what it's on?
That's you on it now.
Yeah, well, I want to see if it'll air it.
But I don't understand. If we had Wi-Fi, if we need Wi-Fi, that's going to work in the plan system. Out there, we might get a little Wi-Fi.
You're on, Liz. You're on.
Yeah, you're on the screen's button.
I need you to scan your fingerprint.
Yeah, because now I can somehow.
Yeah.
Disney.
Yeah.
I watch it every night.
Disney?
Oh, yeah.
Overhead.
D. Finch. I need your face, Dale.
Yeah. Now we're not coming in. My phone.
I don't know, maybe just put your pen. Maybe you have to go to actually. Okay. No, give me your computer. And oh, there you go. There you go.
Is it what's happened now?
Type in a pen. It's 1111.
I might not know that pen, Bill, because I use my fingers then.
No. Which business you have on the
incorrect. Yeah, I don't think that's going to. I'm not sure we're going to get there with this at all.
Hey.
Well,
no. I want to do it by the way. You know what I'm going to do? I'm about to shut this thing down and come back on, I think. Because we have the front.
This is why we're all the pirates.
Yep. Then you can go over that booth back up and then I'll put my finger on it.
And a better IT.
It's right there. It's up against the call.
Did it already boot up, Matt?
No.
All right, let's keep moving on with Matt. Let me know when that boots up and I'll try my phone for it. I use that. All right, next, let's keep moving on with the resolutions. We got one to a hire for the town court, whereas the town justice...
Highway Department has to get finished. Who motioned?
Oh, Patrick and me.
Oh, okay. Yeah, sorry.
We got that one finished. Now we're going to move on to the town court, whereas the town justice would like to hire a part-time clerk, and whereas Emily Beecher has applied for said position, whereas the town justices Paulina and Jacobs recommend to the board to hire Ms. Beecher to said position. Therefore, we, the Catskill Town Board, hereby approve the hiring of Emily Beecher as a part-time clerk in the Justice Office pending pre-employment screening effective on March 15th, 2022 at the rate of pay of $17. And all that has transpired.
Motion.
So we need a motion by Patrick.
Second.
Seconded by Paul. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion so carried. Now that we've got a screen there, Matt, let me see if I can put a thumb on it or a finger on it and see what happens.
St. Patrick's Day is tomorrow, old day.
Not just every day.
Enter A, 1B, 2, C, 3 below.
Plus, I don't have the number yet.
Just right.
No, we're not. Can we do it off your phone, Paul? What are you thinking with this thing?
Is this a recorded presentation on YouTube?
No, I think the guy's live.
Yeah, he's live tonight. I'm going to go upstairs and at least talk to him.
password?
No, I don't use a password. No, I thought the finger thing isn't working for me. Oh, it says try again, enter that. Let's try it.
Break out our iPads.
Yeah, we'll break them out.
B2C3.
B.
2C.
2C.
3.
Apple C. Yeah, 3.
Nope.
It didn't work, right?
It didn't come up on the screen.
It didn't go into the screen. There you go, try again.
C.
3.
3.
Just enter. Your PIN is required.
Okay, what is it? Guess.
I forgot my PIN.
Is that an option?
Yeah, you went past it
yes.
too quickly.
Try again, sign in options.
Mm-hmm.
How come that the finger thing doesn't work all of a sudden today?
Well, in order to get the finger thing, you have to have a pen.
No, it happens.
Here, just use my phone. Just use my phone. Everybody can just record it.
Okay, it's on Liz's phone.
There's no air drop.
No, that's what I'm trying to do, but they're using Zoom, so Zoom doesn't
Zoom doesn't air drop.
Oh, I just think you said YouTube.
That's what I thought. That's why I tried, but it was Zoom.
Well, Joe's got the big screen over there.
Yeah.
You have to restart your device to try again.
Try it again.
And this time just hit forgot pin.
I love it to use my finger pin. Then we're still probably going to be sure. Well, no, but the good news is that we got internet, though, otherwise that wouldn't happen. Jared, you want to do this? It's a good idea for everybody to see. If it worked, it's a great idea.
No.
Now you lost signal.
You have to be out in the hallway. Your computer has to be out in the hallway.
Forgot my pin, right? Well, let's try that out.
Yep, so it's just wrong. You have to stay out in the hallway.
You're not allowed in the class.
Keep reading them resolutions so I know why I quit. How's that?
Yes, you have to. There's resolution 21.
Yep. Whereas the town wishes to increase the bandwidth, that one?
Yes.
Therefore, we, the Catskill Town Board, hereby authorize the supervisor to sign the service order constituting the master service agreement with Midlothian Cablevision for fiber internet connectivity.
And what was the price?
$100 a month?
The $250 connection, and it's their monthly $50 or $75.
And then after they make the connection, there's an additional fee. What's the additional fee going to be?
No, there's no additional
fee. Oh, yes, there is. Did you not read the email from the ambulance?
Yeah. What additional fee do you have? We have a monthly charge. It's $75.
You can't just hook up fiber and expect to go across Ethernet cables. You've got to buy special switches to convert the fiber to go across Ethernet.
Oh, yeah. What generous take care of?
So they're going to just buy the $700 switches for us?
They actually, what generous thinks we have the switches with our new phone system already.
They think.
So, are we suggesting that we have all of our ducks in a row before we go?
Well,
they are. The ambulance already switched over.
Right to that.
Today.
Okay.
Right. But for what additional cost?
I wonder if you could send us.
The only charges, according to Midlothian Cable, are the $250, $750, and $75 a month.
And the switches?
The switches we don't need because our phone systems are re-upgraded.
No, George says we need to do something else now.
That's for the Ethernet. That's for the computers.
Right.
So what if we send that fiber if we can't use the computers?
We will be able to hook them.
Right. Well, how much is it going to cost, though, is my question.
I have not.
So how can we approve something for Town Hall when we don't know what the cost is going to be?
Our big cost was the savings we're saving on the phone lines because we're switching to fiber. This whole thing started because of the phone bill.
I understand that.
Correct. So our phone bill is going to
be... I'm asking what the additional cost is going to be. Because there's going to be an additional cost. So how can we enter into a contract when we don't know what the cost is going to be? Is my question.
It's because the contract has nothing to do with Hudson Cable. Hudson Cable is going to provide us with the fiber to replace our current magnet fiber. As far as upgrading our computer network here, that's a whole separate.
Should I get Joe try to hook him up to it?
So we're going to have fiber running into here just to sit on paperwork, but we don't know what it's going to cost to actually hook up to you.
To sit and pay for it, yes, because our phone bill is going to be $500 less a month.
I'm running myself with those, you know, into our town emails. Because that's because this internet's not working. And I can't even
do
it now because of
the whole system.
That's the way we are.
Is the way I'm describing this. They're switching
that. I wonder if they're forwardable, those links.
The, looks like T1 line, yeah, the fiber line. The fiber line connects right to our phone system.
Next is Cat 5.
Correct.
I'm not sure I'm going to find it. I mean, if it's Cat 5, I'm going to like Cat 5 and plug it into another Cat 5, I thought it should work. I don't know.
Oh, so when the fiber comes in, it comes into a big box.
Right.
So fiber works off a light, right? Cat 5 can't take the light. So you have to buy special switches to convert that light back into a signal to travel through the Cat 5.
Got it.
And they're about $600 a piece.
And how, what do we need, one?
No. In this building?
We need one for every... We don't have a main hub.
We do. But one switch won't power all the Ethernet that's going through this building. Is my point. How many switches are we going to have to buy? How much is it going to cost? That's the big question.
Everything's fed through one hub now. And it's all on the walls. So we're able to put additional switches.
It's where it comes off of, out of the watch card, right? It's like a watch card. You can only pull so many things into one watch card, and then you gotta get a bigger one, and you gotta get a bigger one. It's the same thing with the fire. You can't just have one switch. I think it's gonna power every computer in here. It's gotta go by zones.
Was town hall done yet?
Hey, let's switch over. I don't think you can tell them. I haven't.
Not yet.
No, because just the savings on the phone bill alone is going to be pays for itself.
After some months, if it's that expensive.
The phone bill's over, what's our phone bill list? Over $1,000 or something like that?
I'd have to confirm with Kirsten.
Yeah.
I don't know.
The magnified just sold again.
When my school did switch to fiber optic, we have one main base, and it was in our basement. Everything traveled to that. And that was for the school, 90,000 square feet.
The basement had sold it to our farm.
Yes, correct. There is one hub that comes in. But it's from that hub to everything else is where you need the switches. To convert that fiber so it can route through the Cat 5. Unless you're planning on running fiber to every office, which we're not, you need the switches.
So where are we at?
Quite a stalemate, because I remember when this other gentleman made his presentation, he never mentioned anything about switches. He said a switch to fiber was a smart move and something that should be done ASAP.
Right.
He never mentioned anything about switches. But what Paul's saying makes complete sense in my mind that we're going to need
Did anybody else get to join the meeting?
I just went through it, so I know.
Yeah.
Because they did the same thing to us. They ran the fiber for free,
yeah.
Put the box in, and it was like, okay, you got to buy switches. That's why I don't have a clause. Because I just did
right. It ain't as easy just to right. There's more legwork and more infrastructure that's got to be put into place. So what do we got? We got to probably do further investigations, or did anybody get an invite for this? Because he asked Matt to send it.
Yes, he sent an invite.
You guys got one?
It just says forward link, and there's nothing there.
Right, he forwarded the link.
Let's run this thing. See if we're on the same meeting. If we could forward it to Joe, that would be good. Or so you could.
Actually, there's not. Link. There's no link.
Matt, so it just said it says forward link, and that's it.
Yes, that's what we had going.
Yeah, that would be great. Thank you so very much.
What's the meeting?
Sounds good. I'm sending it right now.
Okay.
Lucky I'm at 87%, so I'm on my side.
I'm only at 31, so let's get it rocking. I mean, let's see. I can't get back on it because I don't have the internet service to even get back on my meeting. Terrible.
I just sent that your way, so you should be getting it.
The same link as before, correct?
Got it.
Yeah.
Joe? Okay. Thanks.
Yep.
Oh, so I got to download the app because I don't have the app.
Here, the iPhone.
What's the passcode?
The passcode is, sorry. 892-418. You have a meeting ID?
Meeting passcode.
Perfect.
Okay.
You don't have Zoom here.
No, I just.
Okay.
I'll Zoom with
you. What's the meeting ID?
Do I do a dial?
It's
too bad.
Yeah, I would just do one audio on my phone and we'll watch my dress.
Who's got audio on?
Not us.
Not us.
I'm muted.
I have my audio. There.
I'm muted.
Hello?
Jared. Mute your phone, Jared.
I'm not even muted.
Is that your phone?
I'm muted.
You got the iPad? You got something like this going on?
Yeah,
well, Matt, can you want to, maybe he can mute everybody as the
host. Sure.
Joe, did you get an invite?
Who?
For? Try to get, I want you to be.
Oh, I'm not muted. It's not because of email?
It's all because we got good internet service. And I mean,
I do.
Okay, so where is...
Okay. You're muted.
You're going to work with Joe?
Yeah.
Where's Patrick? I mean,
I'm right here.
Where's Jared? He's going, this is crazy. Should we not do that? If we have good in, it's embarrassing. Let's keep it.
Am I wrong with what I was saying before?
It doesn't make sense to me. I didn't think about this. Because
that's why I didn't sign it. Right. Jared's assigned sign. Are we ready to go? Somebody, you got audio on your
chat? If you talk, I'm sure. I only muted myself, so.
Okay.
418.
Yeah, we're good.
We're good.
I'm sorry, does my volume have to be up?
Yes.
Oh.
You said you left the meeting.
With six people in the meeting, now we got seven, so. Matt Carlisle was on it, Steve. We ready to go?
I work you.
Yeah, that's it.
Yep.
I don't have audio, so
I he's gonna mute us anyway, I think we're just gonna listen.
Make sure to use everybody's time while I don't wanna take more time from you guys than you already
Yeah, we're good to go. Okay.
We're all set.
I think we're good. If you can hear us. I don't know who's got the audio going.
Can you hear us?
Nope. No. Say again.
Where's my... We are all set.
We're not using Wi-Fi, right?
Okay.
If you can, but we're not good here.
Well, I appreciate everybody joining with us today so we can take a look at the iWorker software here that I've looked through with Matt over the past few months here. Just so everyone knows, here on the call with me, I have Steve Holmes. He's one of my managers here at iWorker, so he's here to help answer additional questions or take care of anything that we need that way. Now, I'll let you know what I have planned for the day. I have this slideshow here to give you some background information about iWork. And then we'll jump into the software and take a look at everything that Matt and I have discussed as far as permitting the online cover and other items there. Now, if anybody has questions while I'm walking through anything, just let me know how to answer those. And then we obviously go over questions at the end as well. So.
Okay.
Where they'd be able to apply it for different permits, as well as search
obviously can come in and fill out a building permit or an application in person, correct? So, I mean, I guess... Right, but I guess, as you sold to other municipalities, is that option of doing it online something that most people go with, or is it, like I said, is it incorporated in the service, or is that an add-on to the service?
Yeah, it is an add-on to the service, and I'm, so that's something I did talk with Matt about a little bit, and so if it's something that you say, hey, we don't need it right now, maybe we do in the future, you can add it on later. But yes, if somebody, let's say you have the online portal, if somebody wants to still bring in their paper application, they can, and then you, they hand it to you, and there's a way to generate that in the system as well.
And how much is the add-on?
And is that permitted information available just to that property owner, or is it available to everybody that has access to the to iWorks? In other words, can the general public at will just go in and search these items?
Okay. So, where we're jumping to now is the software.
give you an example of the current monthly code report so you guys can just duplicate it.
There.
Right, and that's including with the online stuff, and I mean that's with pretty much all the bells and whistles. That.
Correct. Yeah, that's with everything that we talked about. All
spending.
The bells and whistles with the online portal and all of that. Yeah.
Where does your program relate to, like, in where it would be beneficial for our zoning and planning boards, or you know what modules do you have that would help them, and if you could explain them to us a little bit.
Absolutely. We'll have a section where you have all just the specific information for your planning and zoning permits, you know, if it's a subdivision or a variance, whatever the case might be. So you'd have a dashboard for that information. I'll open this one up here and we'll just take a quick look at it.
So when somebody comes in with a permit, or if they end up doing it online, we basically enter our fee schedule into your database, and then there's going to be a drop down for each like certain project, or does our employee have to put the cost in each type of project every time?
Yeah, great.
And if we put out an order for remedy or something of that nature, does it have an automatic reminder or calendar in there that it's going to say, okay, Matt Carlisle, you know, that we're 28 days and, you know, we're getting close to going back and revisiting that location? So is there something, reminders that are incorporated in the program?
Will a resident be able to pull their, once the CO is loaded, will a resident be able to pull it up themselves through that portal?
If it's a
date for the following year, does that automatically go on the calendar?
Yep, it'll automatically be on that calendar, and then as it's upcoming, you see it on the calendar, you know you've got to go through that next year, 3 years later.
With your municipalities, what's the percentage of people that go with the online permitting?
Basically opens the code office up 24 hours.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Okay. Any other questions? Are we pretty good?
No, we're good.
What do you think sets your program up better than your competitors? What's the bells and whistles that you have that, you know, why is iWorks fine?
Have to finish 21.
Yep.
You're still in discussion with that one.
We're still on the discussion, and that's on the.
I'm getting the fiber into the buildings.
We got one coming in the building. We want to see what the rest of what it's really going to cost us to get this wrapped up before we sign on to another one. I mean, that's why I thought maybe one as a trial was probably a better thing to do than get everything done at once and not really see if we're yet. No, that we were satisfied with it. That was my opinion on it. But any other discussion on it?
My thoughts on that.
No, we were not.
Hudson, what are we looking at?
You want to
table it, the rest of it?
Okay.
Yeah. We're going to table that one for the rest of the town hall until we get additional information. And we should proceed, though, with the one that we have in there.
Sure.
Right, so we'll work on the one at the ambulance building. I think we should.
So this is just for, in general, town office buildings. Do you want, then, this change specific to ambulance, since you've already taken that?
Yeah, I think the ambulance. I make a motion that we proceed with, you know, high-speed fiber optic at the ambulance building.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Those against? Motion so carried.
I mean, just a quick Google search in Amazon. These switches range from $27 to $2,000.
Right.
Like I said, mine was $600 and some, and I had we had a Christmas school. I'm not a cable person. I'm not going to tell you how many you're going to need for town hall.
Right.
You know what I mean? You could need three. You could need four. You can only need one. I don't know. But how can we move forward on something when we don't know what the cost is going to be? We don't do that any other time. We don't say, oh, we'll figure it out later.
Right. We don't need the switches just to change the phones over.
I understand it. The point of switching is to eliminate one and go into the other. So we're going to pay for two services?
No. The computers will work at their current speed.
No, that's not how it works. You can't run a computer.
George's computers are working.
Because they're still working.
But they're working on the old service. They're not working on the fiber optic.
Oh, right. I thought they replaced the TV.
No. They got that's in the facility, but now we need more infrastructure work to happen so it actually
works. Right.
And I would really like to see the performance. To be honest,
it is much better.
Yeah, I'd like to see how that works.
100%.
Because the point was to save the money on the phone bill.
But now you're paying for two services. You're paying for the regular cable, and then you're paying for fiber.
Right.
That makes no sense.
Right. The T. If we go cable here, the T1 line has to come out because that's back. It's a swap of the T1.
Right.
And that's where we got to figure out what the overall cost. That's just going to be the cost to do a bid. Is what we should know what that number is, so we can make an educated decision on how we're approaching it. And I think both people that we entertained with IT thought it was a good idea to do.
I think in the long run,
it's the right thing.
It's a good idea.
If we know fiber was here, we would have done it a long time ago.
Right.
Nobody's did this. The fiber was on the street.
All right. So look, we did the one ambulance building, the ground, on the rest. Okay. So that's the end of that one. Matt, while we're here, you want to talk a little bit? I want to keep going with everything else on
the really network.
Awning replacement, let's do that next. We got a few more things actually, but let's do awning replacement with. Let's see. Whereas the town solicited quotes for the replacement of the awning at the senior center. Whereas Salisbury Awnings submitted a quote for it's actually $26,650, which includes removal of existing awning, care and reinstalling frames with the new one. So therefore, the town board has to authorize the replacement of the awning at the senior center by Salisbury Awning Shop in the amount not to exceed $2,650.
We had $3,650.
Yeah, because the $2,650 is the customer removes the bars from the center peak of the awning to make one angle.
Yeah.
The $3,650 is that they'll remove everything.
Right, but we're taking care of the jacks.
So it's
Jack's taking that down tomorrow, actually, and bringing it over to the shop. So we're going to do our own framework on that particular.
Okay.
On that, so it's going to be $2,650 total.
Okay.
Which is more reasonable than we had it first time.
And I made the motion.
Motion by Paul.
Second.
Seconded by Dawn. All those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Motion by Paul. Let's get into GTM.
Did that have anything to say before we get into it?
Yeah, go ahead.
I was just briefly going to say that one kind of rose to the top couple of picks. By surprise, we kind of took that on a whim. But watching that, and I think the thing that stands out the most on that system is the web-based application. Really, I think that's going to give us the best benefit as far as saving time in the office. Kind of like you mentioned, it kind of opens the office 24 hours a day to the customer.
Right, it saves them for coming in here. Did you fill it online? You approve it? Email it back, whatever. My only thing is that's kind of spending $15,000 a year.
Right, and we already started beating them up on that, and we don't know where it's going to go yet, but I told them that wasn't happening. So they know that they have to work with us on these numbers.
Yeah.
And we are already spending the $27,000 up front, right? And we know there's going to be a yearly service fee, but holy crap.
But 16.
That's a lot of money.
Right.
And that's every year.
We take it for the 16th year after you have it set up. That's a good question. And
you get to use the system.
Yeah, I mean, that's
software as a service. That's why they make a lot.
I mean, I remember the other system we had a quote at one point was $52,000 or something. But I don't think it was
$9,000 a year or something.
It was like $9,000.
Yeah.
Right.
I'm sure it would come to this every year for us. I hear people want that happen. This year that was one of our better choices in the past. A lot of people are getting away from it because they've sold multiple times and they've gotten really kind of crazy with their annual fees too. So a lot of people have gotten. I
would say the biggest part of the decision maker would be the support side. If you feel they're going to give you the best level of support, because anybody can buy and make software.
Right.
It's what's behind it to help you train on it and use it in the right way, day in and day out, is the most important.
I think they might be able to, because I think they're a little bit smaller than IPS or a couple of the other ones that we're looking at. And I just lost my thought.
Sorry. Well, they're out of Utah, I believe, right? This company here, iWorks. Where I think IPS, that originally was Bass, which started out in Clifton Park, and they bought most of that. I think they're out of like northern New Jersey or something of that nature.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I think whoever's on the committee or board members that are interested in it, maybe we should, you know, have upstairs.
Yeah,
sure,
Utah.
I love Utah, so I'm going back out there in a heartbeat. But yeah, I think we should look at, you know, as a group again, look at, or at least some of us, look at the IPS.
Yeah, if we could get a couple of guys, at least a couple of people to look at the other one, just to, as like another opinion on it.
Right.
That'd be great.
The online application part, I get that, but does everybody need to be able to search everything from their home? I mean, I don't know if they, you know.
Are you allowed to count a permit number?
Right.
In order to get that, they'd have to come here and either, you know, ask for Matt, maybe they'll give it to him, or do a FOIA request.
Right, to get their permit, right, which they can do anyway. So if they didn't know a permit number, they couldn't look them up.
Well, they aren't going to be able to rifle through our database. They'll only be able to have access to their permitted.
Right, you'll be able to pick and choose whether the public.
Exactly.
If we open it up, we'll be able to pick and choose.
Oh, there's a lot of controls in there that you can set.
Right, I mean, I just really, like, I don't think it's, you know, everybody should have to look at every permit.
Oh, yeah,
you know,
no.
This, you know,
yeah,
no. I don't think that's unnecessary.
No, and that's what you can lock up.
Look up
one,
you
know, no, but the nice thing is if someone knows their permit number, they can pull it up.
Right.
Yeah, right.
They can pull up their completed building permit. They can
right. See
what
the status is of their existing permit.
Right.
I mean, I like that.
Okay.
You know, the add-on, right? My landmark is that's $16,000 a year, every year,
that's
forever.
Right. Yeah, no, that's not going to happen. Anyway.
I'll talk to him if we need him.
What was the
$1,500
for?
That was an add-on.
That was an add-on for that.
To do the online application.
The online application on top of the annual 16.
So
15,000 without.
No, 15,000 plus another 1,500.
Right, for 1650 is how we got there.
I think you said that the price included everything, though. That was the. Because you asked him, was that for everything? And he said yes.
Yeah, I think it was pretty much everything. I mean, we don't have to talk. Did we get pricing from IPS yet?
We have pricing from IPS, and their annual was about like what you were talking about $85 or $95 a year. And both of them.
Well, that's a lot. They
have
that's $7,000
to work on that. Price.
Yeah, but what's IPS's setup initial?
I think a little bit more than this one, but. I'd rather pay once, like you were saying, and then have a better yearly.
Yeah.
So, iWorks kind of, they want our business bad, so is IPS, but he's willing to match or beat whatever other offer we get out of there. So when it comes to money, we'll work a bit more.
Yeah, I mean, if you can get them out of the 8,000, 9,000 range, I mean, I think we're good. I think it's a good program, but that's just
nice.
Tough pill to swallow every year. Well, it's not even. It's 15,700 plus 1,500.
Yeah, to go from zero on that line to 16,000 is like crazy.
And it's the
reoccurrence.
That's every year.
Right.
And really, my history so far is after so many years, it's going to say, by the way, just like the GIS, and you know, after that contract expires 2 or 3 years, and they want to.
I mean, 10 years. You spent $150,000 over 10 years.
And once we do lock them in on a price, they are willing to commit to like a 5-year period at least before.
Well, I was going to say I would want something longer than 5 years.
Something longer than 5 years. Right.
Yeah.
It will work in any which way.
So maybe we'll look up something with IPS and take a look.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know.
Yeah,
we can get back together on that.
Yeah.
So on the flip side of all of that, you're going to look at a better ran code office. Smoother sailing for everybody, more time for people to get work done within their hourly shift, and probably not eventually needing an extra person as a secretarial or receptionist person, because we do know of all of the work that's been coming on over the last few years. You know, knock on wood, it's not going to get better than that. It continues on, and we get more
it's going to help a lot of scheduling. Workflow.
Yep.
Right. But
yeah.
Well, you don't have a doubt.
What's the planning board currently do now to keep track of everything?
Patricia does everything.
With
all these programs, though, we still got to manage it.
Right.
I mean, this program is only good.
Well, that's why support support.
It's only as good as the material that we decide we're going to put into it.
And the person put
it in. It's useless, and all of a sudden we come back in and we don't use the system as it's designed, and we're really just kind of making a convenience for an individual to do that permit online. But I think that's where the field thing with the lap, with the iPads or whatever we want to use out there, I think that, because it migrates right over, so that should save us a lot of time. From when you get back off the field, you don't have to sit back and do all that stuff.
My other question too is maybe you asked or they answered it, right? So what version of this is it? Is it like version 1, version 2, version 3?
That I don't know.
All right, so my question is, right, so if we're at version 2 and they come out with version 3, do we automatically get that upgrade or
that
do we have to pay for that upgrade?
No, they will make available to us anything that they develop in the future, and we can make suggestions. Like once we're using it, we're like, hey, here's a weak point. We can make a suggestion, and if they feel like it'll benefit all of their users, all their other customers, they'll implement it. They'll send it to their team and have it work on. Okay. And then the support thing, I did call Kinderhook as well, who's using it, and they're very happy with the customer service and the deal. And they say it's really simple to use. Which I think could be.
Well, the easier something is to use, more likely it's going to be used.
Mm-hmm. Another difference between this one, and I don't know if it matters to anybody, and IPS. IPS's system runs in the field strictly on Samsung tablets.
Oh,
where.
That's already
it works. The one we looked at tonight is web based and it's open to. You probably can even do it on your phone.
Yep.
You can, yes, yeah. And yeah, the other one is literally Samsung tablet, and that's it.
Do they even have an Android phone service?
No,
we have to provide the tablets.
I looked into that a little bit.
I wasn't sure.
You think about it, though, the online application, $1,500. But if we have a lot of people out there using it, and it's freeing up her time.
Oh, absolutely. I think the $1,500 is worth it.
If we decide to go with it, maybe we try that for a year.
Right.
See how many
that's what
I think that's
absolutely
on board.
As far as
my hang up is that usually
that's
15,000 to 700. Yeah.
As far as the constituent side of things, that's the best future we've talked about. People don't have to come into the
right.
office between
Well,
it also looks like an easy thing to follow.
Right.
Yeah, the builder can be sitting home at night with a pile of customers and just putting in for his request for his building.
And they did say they would do the credit card.
So that would be the next thing is like figuring out if we can take online payments
mm-hmm.
in some way and what we.
Well, so it's got to be.
They have to pick up the fees, right, Paul?
Well, yeah it's got to be the.
We would add that on.
Yeah.
It's a reverse, right? So we can't take a discount. So the person putting the credit card has to pay that fee.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
What about PayPal and some of those services? Are they free to use?
Some of that have transaction fees, some other stuff, but we can. That's
right.
That's
easy. That's
like
they won't all reverse
the
fees.
No, they won't. You have to use
Square.
After some
lunch,
$10.99 is
issued.
Because
they will reverse the fees to the customer.
Gotcha.
So it costs me nothing. The customer pays the 2.5%.
Because they use that down in the tax collection in Sam Malvey's office. But again, that, whatever fees are attached,
right.
The customer's paying.
But the Square is the cheapest.
Right.
It's only 2.5%.
Love Square.
Yeah.
Can you do payments online Square?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Square's
the
best. Square, I gotta tell you, Square is the best.
Doesn't JJ use Square?
SQ.
Really
cool.
$1 million.
They're on the cryptocurrency too. Not that you're getting
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
All right, sounds good.
Thanks, Matt. Have a good night.
All right. Have a good night.
Hello, Lucio.
Is it happy around tomorrow?
But yes.
All right. Duane, you want to talk GTM, or do you want me to talk GTM? And then we interviewed a few of the HR companies.
Did we talk to the one? Another one, yes?
Which one?
The one to the counties?
Yeah, we'll go ahead. Yeah, the lane. So how that would work, I thought it went very well. We talked to, I mean, I've been back and forth with GTM. retainer is, which they'll call it, that is, you buy 2 to 4 hours per month, whatever you think you're going to use. And at that point, you know, they may even go quarterly, but if you don't use it, it's not bad. You lose it. And I don't know, I just don't like that business model, to be honest with you, at all. Dawn and I had a conversation with Kirsten, and we went through the ins and outs of, you know, the contracts, and then we had a meeting, teleconference, which went better, with public sector, and Ronnie was the one that was with us back when Joe was town supervisor, and Ronnie Travers, and I think the difference there is she is concentrated on public, employees. She does mostly municipalities, counties, so she knows a lot about what we do, and less in the private sector.
She was giving us information on how to do things like currently, that like answering questions we hadn't even formulated yet. You know what I mean? She was telling us things that we didn't even think of. And she has a history for the town.
And she covers most everything that we need, minus the contract negotiations. And she also made a great point on that as well. If your company is going to be the face of our HR per people, and you know you have a problem or whatever, and you want to have the trust of those employees, you necessarily don't want to be the one that's going to go in there and play the, you know, put the game face on them to do the negotiation. So those are separated.
It should be
separated. So she thought it was, you know, that's good. So having said that, she gave us a, you know, she gave us a flat rate, which I don't know if you guys read that, but that was like a flat $1,000 per month.
Regardless of how many times she has to come to town hall, regardless.
Well, no, she's not. No, this is not on site. If you're on site, then that becomes $165. But if you ask Kirsten, the truth of the matter is, for the last many, many months, especially with COVID, 95% of everything we're doing today is really off-site. But very rarely do we need an HR person to come in.
Well, there have been instances we should have had, but here we didn't.
Correct.
So if we need to, that can happen.
Right. Like for if there needs to be an investigation,
And every time an employee leaves, there should have been an accident being done by somebody in human resources.
Right, and you can do that by on a webinar type of thing too. But I think there was a chance to do exit interviews with some of them, and I did, you know, I did talk to a few, not all, but so we did a few of those exit interviews. It's not like all of them. Some, you know, maybe didn't want to participate in an exit interview. So anyway, and sometimes it's better to have it not from your supervisors too, because you know if it's an outside person, they're more apt to be, you know, maybe forthcoming.
So that's usually why your HR
department. But they'll if you want, if that's something that we feel that we want Ronnie to do or whatever vendor, it's ours. $165 an hour, they'll do it for you. There's no doubt about it.
And $1,000 a month is very inexpensive in comparison to.
And she'll help us with counseling letters, the whole thing. And if something new comes out, she'll give you the email blast. So it seems. Kirsten has a good relationship with Ronnie in the past, and she recommends it as well. So that's that. I would like to make that move. I mean, I'll make it, unless we want further discussion on it. But let's talk the back half of that too, because then we're going to get into negotiations. So I did call up Elaine Gold, and she's willing to do. I mean, she gave us a bigger proposal.
Is our contract with GTM expired?
Their contract, I haven't signed a contract with GTM, but they do. They will tell you that they roll over.
Because I just sort of noticed that.
Yeah, they roll over, but if there is a clause in there, as long as we give them a notice, and you know, we can give them a written notice that we're going
to. There is.
There's definitely.
Yeah, they roll over.
Yeah, there's an exit plan there. I might be a 30-day something of that nature. And I did have a conversation with Tim Miller, which he's the county representative. I wanted him to say that, if you give me a flat rate, we can continue these conversations. But they told me that they would, but it was all disguised in, the flat rate was here.
She have someone she recommends for the union side of things?
Sure. And that's Elaine Gold. And And she did give us a full disclosure. And when that particular law firm needs an investigation and they're a little short-handed and need things done, that she, Ronnie, the one that we're talking about, she actually does some investigations for that particular law firm. So they do have a working relationship, which I think is a...
So what was Elaine's proposal for doing contracts and stuff?
So Elaine is... Elaine originally, I have to find that. I don't know if I pulled that one or not. Yeah, maybe I did. I think she was up around... What was she? Let's see if I can find it in here.
Is she 250 now?
She was like 265.
Oh, was it 265? It was 265.
Right, originally... Again,
I thought that was for HR stuff.
No, she would give us... if we went strictly with Elaine... I mean, and not you know, everything with her, but again, I don't know. They're not going to get into the day-to-day stuff like we may have. I don't think that's what they're there for. But she had quite a few things listed. They were willing to do something for around $2,000, which would include the negotiations and everything. But again, not the level of day-to-day services that we would need. So I did call Elaine back, for very easy to work with, and... Even outside that, I think her rates were $265. Non-contracted, I think I don't think they're $275. But if we can get it done in half the amount of time, and there's a lot of verbiage in some of these collective bargaining agreements that need to be a little cleaned up and a little less gray area. And Ronnie really feels that she can do probably 95% of what we need. I mean, when you really get down to it, how many grievances have we had? You know, we shouldn't really be having a lot.
I'm not lucky. You know, we're treating our employees.
Well, if you adhere to the contract, we may like it, we may not. But if we adhere to the letter of the law, it's quite dry.
Yeah.
And that's the key of really getting a good CBA agreement together with Elaine.
I'm ready to move forward based off of Kirsten's request.
Perfect.
She's the one that has to deal with HR on a daily basis. And if this is a relationship she thinks will be good, then that's where I'll pull it up.
Yeah, I'll second that motion, Liz. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Those against? Motion so carried.
So there'll be a motion to send a contract cancellation letter to GTM?
No.
Okay.
I don't think we do.
Nope.
I already kind of... I talked briefly to our town attorney. I may have Ted actually draft that letter up and do it through him, and he's more than willing to do that, so... That's good. I think it's a step in especially with what we have, once we get these in place, that we should really start moving forward with getting these in negotiations. And the other one, I don't know if I mentioned it, the handbook is actually included in that, so that's a $2,500
savings
that we might have spent for somebody else, and Ronnie will update that yearly. And
she's actually the one that created the one that we have, so.
She created some of it.
No, she created all of it.
Michael Richardson.
Right. She was right. Then she mentioned that
she
was more than
she redid
the
one.
Yeah.
So it was updated.
And good results.
Yeah.
Good.
6 years.
Yeah,
she seems solid.
We tried. I've been looking around for the honest with your
friend. I don't know.
For a year, but I couldn't find her.
I don't know why I never would let her go, but she was always good. Elaine Gold is at one time, I don't know if she still is, but she's the negotiator for the accounting.
Still is.
And
Wyndham, and Carol. Elaine does a lot of, she does a lot of that, but again, Ronnie, she's, speaks at a lot of bigger, events and such like that. So I think we're going to be in good hands.
Ronnie saved us a lot of money.
Under this retainer, she'll continue to save us some money. So that's good. Okay. Fire inspector, code office. We did a lot of research on that as well, as far as, Lenny's going to be finally going full retirement or part-time fire inspector. I think everybody's abreast of that. We could have as many part-time fire inspectors as Town of Catskill would like to have. We could roll out one building inspector. And if we went code officer, even part-time code officers would be subject to civil service. I think really, after giving it some more consideration, probably the fire inspector position is one that we would need most to get these done, especially because I do property maintenance issues and stuff.
Well, especially with this Airbnb thing that we're doing.
Correct. So we got to be, we got to have people in place to go out in the field and do these type of things, especially once we pass it. So.
And have a program like on the computer in place to show us when we need to do them, so we don't miss them.
Right. Process is a work in progress.
Well, I wonder if that bill will be online too.
Yeah.
The application for that would be.
Oh yeah, I would say anything that we want that's fine. The application should be online.
I agree.
I mean, if you need a demo permit, if you want a roof permit, it does.
Fill it out online, hack it in the morning, looks, oh, I got 13 of them, he's supposed to start going through a room, yeah. Just not a room, whatever.
Right.
You're done.
Right. And assign, hopefully it helps assign, we had that conversation today about assigning work, getting, you know, and submit, I feel Savannah's doing a good job, is starting to work on some Google calendars up there, getting everybody on the same page, and, I mean, all this stuff is only as good as how you utilize it, mm-hmm. So that's where we are with that. Do you need a motion to do that, or do we just post it up? We need a motion to post the part-time?
Just going
to
post part-time?
Yeah. Part-time fire inspector. Everybody agree with that?
Yeah.
Cemetery. I'd like to post a part-time cemetery labor for the summer, one seasonal labor.
Summer help.
What's that? Summer help, yeah.
Is one enough?
Yes. No, it's
just getting his weed whacker already.
Yeah, we used to have three or four.
Well, that's where we are with the budget. I mean, I have got calls from DSS several weeks ago now, but they're saying being COVID's kind of winding down, the masks are off a little bit. I mean, without any, you can't rely on that. I get it. And, you know, we also have another person possibly available. I would do one. If we get two candidates, I guess we can bring, you know, see who comes out. We can divide those hours up. It's good. The big thing is there, we need hours when we need them, and we don't when the grass isn't growing as much. And sometimes we get rainy days, and not a lot happens. So I think we got to really, again, steer our resources to when and where we need them. And sometimes that's difficult, but we need to do that. Ricky Kramer, you guys have been down there to send money, but it's going to start to come in. It's starting to come into shape down there, so that's a good thing. I know Jared, you're on me up there, but we did put the proposal. This was real easy, so I sent you that. So we did send in.
I was going to do it for you because, like I said, sales have been slow. I have time.
I'll let you know when they come back to give us some pricing, but they're out of Greece, New York, Rochester, and they have all these state contracts. I didn't give them a budget, but I'd like to see where they come
from. Oh, we didn't ask them.
Right, that's what I wanted. Exactly. And I think this is going to be a good way to gauge what we need.
Because if we're going to do a bond, that's fine, because the interest rate is going to start to
come up. My hope is that we wouldn't need a bond. I mean, I really...
We still have like two.
You're going to be surprised what it's going to cost to fix that back.
Oh, the asbestos abatement alone will be.
We already knew $250,000 on it,
right?
Yeah,
because that's what we have for it.
Right.
The only one, I mean, I was
windows.
And that what happens to us? What happens to us? Just rock.
We got a certain amount of ARPA money.
We certainly that's responsible for window asbestos.
We should look at that.
The nice thing is these guys are on a state contract. They can tell us how much it is, and then we can figure out how to pay for it.
Right. Then we can say how we want to go.
Because last time we were going to, Joe Blow trying to get a price on the windows, and nobody wanted to come in and do the whole project.
Right. I had one person that might have been interested, but unfortunately, he's not here. So, okay. I mean, I'm a little interested. We still got to look at a little bit of, with the senior center. I mean, sealing and restriping, if that's an interest.
You can see the stripes of the parking lot. The handicap spots are probably marked.
I guess one local person, but if anybody knows of or wants to take that project on, to call three people to give us a number. Should we be careful how we spend until we get the number for this and make,
just do a request for proposal.
Just
post a request for proposal for sealing and striping in the senior center parking lot.
Okay.
Yep. That's about all I guess I get at the moment. You want to talk IT, Paul? What do you think about making a move with that or not?
Yeah.
Anybody feeling like they want to make a move with IT or we want to stay where we are?
I'm not sold as to why we, I haven't heard a complaint from anybody about your current provider, unless I'm missing something. And it's the upfront costs seem like it's going to be a lot. And the presentation that he gave us, Paul mentioned these switches. He didn't mention those switches, and he was selling us fiber. Right. So,
well, I don't think we dove that deep into, you know what I mean?
I get it. But if that was his sell, I mean, he brought up the fiber, so why weren't the switches a part of it? If that's something that he knows we need. That's just my opinion. I don't know if we actually need a switch.
I don't see us spending the extra money this year just to switch IT when everyone in the building's not having any issues. Besides staff.
So, I wouldn't.
Well, I got an issue here with it. We need Wi-Fi. We need some Wi-Fi.
I will just say, somebody used to use an iMac on this desk every meeting and it never had a problem.
Well, no, maybe our drivers are just tired.
Well, the speed time, I said the speed test to web drivers, so we have to improve it.
Well, I can tell you this. Planning had their pre-meeting and their laptop went down. It started in and out.
Yeah,
and
no,
out.
This has been going
on. And it went down. And they actually ended their Zoom meeting because it went down.
The internet was still
in the iMac.
Aren't they in
our service station?
Isn't planning in the senior center?
We have pre-meetings occasionally up here.
Oh, upstairs.
Upstairs. And it went down to the end, and they started losing people, came back losing people, and now they said, just, you know what, we're going to do that.
Yeah.
So that's something, I mean,
well, my other concern with this is, right, we asked WebDriver 2 years ago about switching the phones over, right. And until they found out that Joe from ITS was here, they didn't give two shits about it.
Right. I mean, that's the problem with you're I'm a service guy, and that's what really, to be honest with you, and I looked at the email. I asked WebDriver back, and we had conversations in November of 2020.
And we got to run around.
And I never returned.
Well, I thought the result back then was we didn't have fiber here yet.
No, we didn't have fiber, Bill.
I don't know when fiber.
Yeah, you didn't know there was fiber.
No.
Not on mainstream, no.
No.
But, I mean, whoever works for us, I want them to be proactive to help us.
WebDriver's been very proactive in giving us plans down the road of what we need to replace and when we have to do it. And then they're very clear what we have to do.
I think that we should finish up this year and then switch.
I mean, that might be a fair way to look at it. You know, figure out, you know.
Yeah, but we don't have we didn't budget for the extra spend on IT this year for.
I don't think it's going to happen. I mean, I don't think it's going to be a big difference in price, even on the switch.
Well, the big difference in price also is the hours.
Yeah, right.
The conversion
hours.
No, the hours.
The hours.
Of having them come into town hall. WebDriver could be here for 7 days straight, and it's the same amount as if they were here for 3 hours.
True.
Yeah,
but then you gotta look at how many hours they really come.
Right.
The bottom line is that sounds good, but then you don't utilize those hours either. Right. To be honest about it, because they that's why we need laptops and desktops. Everything starts to burn down on their warranties. They increase their monthly fee on that unit to cover them because then they can't call up Dell to come and fix it for you. Right. You know, that's what really happens.
Right. And the other. Still bothers me is that, you know, they're trying to sell us that server upstairs. He says we can get another 3-year warranty on it and not have to spend the $25,000 on the server. So, you know what I mean?
All right, that's where I'm at with it.
I mean,
that's why you shop around.
Right, and that's why I do.
Huh?
And I like the other side.
$25,000 is a lot of money.
Right.
To buy something that we don't need to buy.
We don't need to buy right now.
Correct.
You know.
And I like the other ideas because it's still a Green County company.
Right.
I mean, yes. I it's in their backyard. And
right.
Your neighbor might be employed there.
Yep.
Right. Supporting local.
Right. That's the difference. I mean, Clayton, Van Cleek, I mean, they've been calling me regularly now because they want to get together and have a meet and greet. But Clayton, Van Cleek from Van Cleek and Tires in Lake Katrina, actually, he and his daughter own the company.
They also have. They diversify.
They own web tires.
They also bought out. They own. That company doesn't just do tires.
Yeah.
That company owns a bunch of different companies.
I know Clayton. Right? That's Smith tires, you know, Land Bank, over and such like that. Good
He's a good man. I'll play him. He's a good guy. So, all right.
I don't know. I think you should do an analysis, see what it's going to cost us to switch. And then we'll talk about it next month.
Okay. Start crunching some numbers. I mean, that's important. All right, anything else we got to...
I do want to make a motion that we buy 6 tablets for the board members, or at least get prices.
Let's do it.
Because I got to tell you, this is ridiculous.
This is
embarrassing.
Yeah. I'm okay with tablets. Let's price them out. Your guys are IT.
6 iPads.
Let's get the price, bring it back to us.
Staples just had a thing come through the other day, so I'll send it to you.
Yeah, that you get it through Apple and the government discount.
They're
not
expensive.
Give me a
price
right now.
I just think
that's
the
way we should.
We could have used COVID money to buy them last year because we had to meet remotely.
I don't want to get really involved with that. I mean, the truth is, we got a lot of. This is where we. I mean, really, up to $10 million in the ARPA money that used to have like earmarked. So a lot of projects now we can do.
As long as you're spending under $1 million, they don't care what you're spending on.
That's correct.
They don't care. That's how it went from you can only spend it on this, this, and this to now as long as you don't spend over $1 million, you can spend it on whatever you want.
The we just bought Wi-Fi, right?
Yeah.
We have
$329 each.
Through Apple?
Through Apple.
But they're not, you're not Apple. You don't have an Apple system here.
What do you need an Apple system for?
You need a...
as long as we have Wi-Fi.
Well, you want to get tablets, right?
Yeah,
but most of the people here use Microsoft. That's
we have no. We pay for a Microsoft license, so we'll get Office 365 and any of those.
I think the big thing is if we buy these. What I want to really know is WebDriver going to poke them up for what happens then, or can we just use them and get on our Wi-Fi and we're done? We don't need any help.
It's just no different than your cell phone.
Right.
Okay. Well, you know how it goes when we try to buy another piece of equipment outside.
It's different. It's not hooked up to the. It's not wired to the.
Or we can go with a Surface tablet.
No.
I don't know how that work.
Those started $9.99.
No. That's just a regular plain old tablet.
600.
Let's go with the basic tablet. You want to do it?
Yes.
Mini. What's the
most?
Apple Mini.
Get a 500. Motion to purchase 6 iPads.
Second.
6 we want?
One for us.
Yeah.
Got a motion on the floor. Second by Paul. All in favor?
Aye.
Those against? Motion is on the carry.
Order them up, Patrick.
You need 6.
I think I'm going to fall off this chair.
We did 6.
Why?
We did.
We did 6.
We did 6.
You should be jumping around to a car.
I mean,
7.
Here
you go.
To be honest, you mentioned, about something.
Here, I'll give you my Amex. I'll give you points.
When I first started coming to town board meetings and looked at everybody looking at these phones and saying, what's going on? I already have one. It does, this look kind of different.
That's
just looking at it. I like hard copy, excellent. But it'll help me a little bit. I'll use the other everybody gets assigned it.
Well, then you're not shuffling looking for paper. You're doing great.
Right. We could have, tonight, if everybody had an iPad, we could have viewed this presentation a lot easier. And I did ask Matt to have this individual that set the meeting up to send everybody an invite on their individual email, too, and that kind of did that.
But regardless of that, right, even if you did send it, sitting here trying to look at it on my phone.
That's just what I was
looking
at. That first screen came up where
we're all I can't even see it, so there's no point in trying to switch looking at it.
I think it's the right thing to do. So
let's just
watch this.
Let's move it.
Yeah, let's just do it now.
What?
Well, for your iPads and everything, you must do everything at once.
We do.
She wants to change ITs.
No. We have to spend, and they want $6,000 up front just to switch.
You going to put a motion out?
That's how we work, make a motion.
Why don't we just
wait for the motion up, or are you guys...
I'll make the motion.
I'll second it.
All in favor.
Any comments, concerns?
I just think we should look at the money before we decide to do that.
But we were getting money.
Yeah, but we don't have a tally how much. For all we know, this is going to cost $50,000 to switch over.
I know.
I think we're going to come in.
No, I definitely need to know the numbers.
Because every time we talked to him, he said it was an additional, you know, startup fee, which I get. We're going to have startup fees. I don't think anybody ever tallied all that up.
So we want one number.
Yeah, but, I mean, that's easy enough. Yeah. We have the paperwork.
So we need
to do it.
Let's make the motion if it's going to break, if it's not, can we do something if it's a break even?
Well, we'll just wait to just get the numbers together and decide on the first
one. All right, so do we want to retract the motion?
I'll retract it.
Okay, so we're going to retract the motion and we're going to table it until next meeting.
Next meeting.
And then we'll have hard facts. All right, sounds good. Any other things that need to be discussed?
I'd like to do a Memorial Day parade.
Perfect.
So we talked about that already.
No.
Where did we talk?
That was Veterans Day.
That was Veterans Day.
That was last year.
Yeah.
Yeah, Memorial Day.
You thinking of a Sunday or actual Memorial Day?
Well, that's up to the board. Actually, to tell you the truth, I would rather have the board have the American Legion do it.
Yeah, we'll reach out to them.
And the board can support them with some finances or something. But
technically,
the American Legion really does, around here, does all the Memorial Day. The only reason the town ended up with it was because nobody wanted to do it.
Right.
I mean, ideally, this would be a community involvement, and everybody, fire departments, you know, get a committee with different people from the community that are interested and really have the spirit. It should be directed by
the only problem with American Legion is the staffing. They don't have a lot of people anymore to do it.
I'm rather comfortable saying that the American Legion will definitely do the ceremony aspect of it. I haven't spoken to, you know, the commander this year about that, but I'm sure that they'll want to do that. But making the parade happen in the organization.
Like we have in the past, we can have our meetings, we can help them set that up, we'll fund it, they run.
So we should let them choose the
only funding you needed was Irish band or the pipe.
Oh, honestly, if we're gonna do, we're gonna do a parade, and we always do a parade. We should do a barbecue afterwards, hamburgers, hot dogs. I mean, that's what I'm great at doing. I don't know. I'm just throwing. You know what I mean? Everybody's been cooped up. We haven't done.
Right, I mean, if the Dutchman's Landing opened up after the parade, Dutchman's Landing.
If I get Hart of Catskill involved,
Hart of Catskill have a band down at the point. But you know what? That's a day, though. It's Memorial Day. Everybody goes home for their own. Everybody has their own backyard.
That's why a Sunday makes more sense if you're going to do that.
Right. Sunday. Yeah.
The Sunday prior.
I like to have it on a day, though. Joe, don't you have Memorial Day? The day?
Let's see what the American Legion can do.
Yeah.
I think a lot of families aren't available on the day.
Memorial Day is people go away. Yeah.
Why don't we reach out to the American Legion, get their input.
Liz, can you take care of that letter for us?
Sure.
Maybe leave it up to them what day they want.
The good thing about them scheduling most of them is they know where the bands are going, what fire departments are where, and they can pick the best day to do it.
And they might start it, and they might be able to get some recruit some other organizations to help with the parade itself.
And the other one is just an idea, but the village is looking at redoing the boat slip down at Dutchman's.
Okay.
They're going to apply for a grant. They're getting money from Hinchy, and they're possibly going to use ARPA money. Mm-hmm. I was thinking maybe since town residents do use the slip as well, that maybe we can give some of our ARPA money to help with that.
Vincent's County residents use
it. I'm not asking for any dollar amount, just a thought.
Yeah,
that should be county-wide from the top down because
it was brought to the county and they said they did the parking lot.
Oh, okay.
Which is good.
So they park there and go to the county building where people pay to.
They did that parking lot.
Yeah, they spent $300,000 on it.
Yeah. I'm okay with it, to be honest. But the only thing I wanted. Truth is, I want to look at what our buildings are going to cost. Because that's what I mean. Like I said, this is the seniors. I mean, we just have a lot of,
aging infrastructure.
Mm-hmm. Nobody says
that. Which is the building.
He calls me back and put the thing on. He goes, well, should I be meeting with your buildings guy? And your, this. I said,
don't know, maybe you're talking to
him. You're talking about the cemetery caretaker, so.
I said, we don't think we've got somebody like that, you know, but that's what they're saying. Who's all your property management here? And so, I mean, that's, to me, as we move forward, that's something we've got to keep at least on the radar, because that's, yeah. We need somebody that's going to be grounded in that position, you know, at some point in time.
Did we apply for money for the comp plan?
Delaware Engineering applied for it, so I apparently we didn't get that money. Yeah. Exactly. Because
that was 2 years ago.
And we're getting, right? No, I think they did it again this year, too.
Oh, did they?
That's good.
We're getting close to the Bridge New York thing, and you know, we got to commit going
there's
on that. I think Patrick and Sean and Scott. And Scott. So they're the ones that will, once we get those proposals back.
We've received two.
When's the deadline on?
Tomorrow. Oh, Friday, I'm so sorry. I'm thinking today is Thursday.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so then once we get those in, then we can... You know,
so they're supposedly... Set, even
probably
it would
be best to have Scott head that up. He's probably the most...
Even though we don't have water, there's a ton of water money out there, grants and stuff. Is it worth applying to finish what we started out in Park Lane with Park Ave?
Maybe, yeah, you just got Amazon.
Yeah.
Right? Is that Amazon?
Yeah.
I mean, we'd love to go past on Park, but that's in that battle, so you have to...
But would it be smart for the two intermunicipal, like, shared services trying to apply for that?
Sure.
Yeah, a lot of that money that was added in this year's state budget is for the AFOAs.
Right.
Yeah. That's where 99% of that money
is. Care about you. Right. For contaminated.
Yeah. Because they had some chunk of money for water and stuff like that.
Yeah.
That's where a good majority is.
And thirdly, Jack found the truck.
He didn't. We went looking today. No,
yeah, yeah, he went and looked at it today. It's actually a decent buy for what it is. He's got the guy down to $23,000. It's a four-wheel drive, gas, 350 with a utility body, with a snowplow. The snowplow's like brand new. For $23,000.
What year?
2011.
Did they give him
any of the he texted Patrick and I in the group text said, what's our next? What do we need to do?
Tell him to get some.
I said, we need a bill of sale and a copy of the title. And
well, you gotta have something ready first. You know, the actual price. And
well, bill of sale, yeah.
And then we'll go on.
I think it makes sense. Because I looked at all the book numbers, and technically, Sean and I were talking today, we could throw in an auction and actually make money on it.
Right, because if we did Sean's truck, that's 30, that would be 38, and that's what it's 2017. For some reason, that I think that was an option that they wanted to inject in.
Jack,
you want to entertain it.
No, see, then we still have to do some kind of utility body.
Right. We'd have 38,000 in it.
And a single wheel with a utility body, which really
reduces.
This is a dual wheel.
Yeah, I'm good with it. I mean, I'm good with it.
If you get it for 23.
Right.
He didn't really want a plow. That's why I was surprised.
Yeah, but you can take the plow off
and sell it. Right?
You can take it out and put it on another truck.
If we own it,
yeah.
That's it.
Right.
For the emergency.
Yeah, it's like stainless steel people have, so.
Yeah.
And the body was good on this thing?
Yeah, the body
was
spotless.
Body was spotless. He's,
did you throw a Carfax down on it?
I did.
Did you do a Carfax?
Yeah, it's had a minor fender bender way back one.
And how many ones?
$67,000.
Yeah,
that's
nothing.
Yeah,
it's
good.
He wants it.
It's a gas, which is it.
So
let's make a motion.
I make the motion that he purchases the truck.
Seconded by Dawn. All in favor?
Aye.
And what do we cap that off at? $23,500?
It's
$23,000. $23,000. Please. No, I don't think we're going to get anything better than that. If he's happy with it.
To be honest with you, if you go out to bid anything, there's a chance you're not going to get it anyway.
Oh, absolutely.
Right. And I think if we don't act on it,
we're still waiting for a year and a half for you to deliver our trucks to the highway department.
And it's under budget, it's under what we allotted for, so if we wanted to put a Tommy gate on it or do a few things, there's a limit.
It doesn't have a Tommy gate.
We're done.
Anything else we want to talk about, or are we done for tonight?
Motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn by Patrick, seconded by Paul. All those in favor?
Aye.
Motion so carried.
From the village.